practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again on another edition of the Voice of Faith radio program originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, right here in the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we begin this Sunday by focusing on the Lord. And of course, as I've said so many times over again, the purpose of this program is to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith in spirit and in truth. We're going to begin the program today with a song entitled, In the Arms of Sweet Deliverance.
Many the days my path is rough, many the days I wonder what to do.
But then I talk to my God in prayer, He assures me that He's right there,
and whatsoever may come, He'll see me through.
I've read in the book how the Lord once said, rain will fall on the good and bad, but twice is the man who waits upon the Lord. When trials and sorrows multiply, I will not ask Him the reason why, for strength is mine, only heaven can afford.
In the arms of sweet deliverance, God away my heavy burden now, and with my
It is true, when we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and have been delivered from sin, we rest eternally by and by in the arms of sweet deliverance. That, of course, means in the care and the protection of Almighty God. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I trust that you're going to go to church today. You know, I really do have a burden about this concept of people not going to church due to the COVID-19 virus. And I realize that there are some people who are of high risk. I know that. And those people who are of high risk need to be very careful and probably should stay home and just watch themselves because they don't want to come down with this virus. But if you are rather healthy and normally get out and about, I would encourage you not to forsake your local church. Please go to church today. Hebrews 10:25 says that we should not be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. In other words, as we draw closer to the return of Christ, we should make certain that we are uniting ourselves with others of like precious faith, encouraging each other, and we do that in and through the local church. So I trust that you'll go to church today. If you do not have one to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school at 9:30 this morning. Our morning service is at 10:30. And then tonight, we're going to be doing something different. Rather than starting at 6 o'clock, we will be starting at 7 o'clock because we will be hosting the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. I've been talking about this with you over the last couple of weeks. And keep in mind that our sister ministry, the Way of Truth Ministries, is the parent ministry of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. And this year was the 100th anniversary. We were to celebrate that last August, but due to the COVID, we're not able to do it. And yet we did not want this year to go by without doing something. And so under the direction of the Lord, we believe, we decided to do it in a combination way. And what that means is that beginning tonight at 7 o'clock here at the Faith Baptist Church and going right through to Friday night at 7 o'clock, we are going to be having a virtual Bible conference, as it were, and we are entitling it a prelude to the 100th anniversary of the Bible conference, because next year, the Lord willing, we will have a full celebration of 100 years of ministry. And so there are three ways that you can join. You can join us live in person right here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. You can join us live through the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference Facebook. And then you can listen to us live on WJSM 92.7 FM or at WJSM.com. Our main speakers will be David Kistler and Wendell Calder. Tonight, of course, Wendell Calder will be speaking. Kara O'Brien will be singing. The Missions Challenge will be given by Dr. Bill Shade. And it's basically going to be virtual. Now, what can you expect if you show up here at the church? Well, you'll be seeing most of these things on the big screen so that people across the nation can also see it at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference Facebook page. And so, come on out. We will have great fellowship together. And we go right through to Friday night, 7 to 9 each evening. And we've got special music from people like Kara O'Brien, Don Wartson, New Journey, the Neelands, the Kistlers, Kara Knight, and just a great time. So pray for the conference and come on out and join us in fellowship. When we were talking about getting together, we thought, well, maybe we won't invite anybody in at all. But then, of course, we realized that people like to get together. We need each other, and we need fellowship. And so you can come to the service from 7 to 9 each evening, tonight right through to Friday night, and fellowship with others of like precious faith. Yes, you'll be watching this virtually on the screen at the church, but it'll be a great time of fellowship. So join us, pass the word about it, and be out and be involved with it. I think that the Lord will bless you and bless you greatly. Might I say that if we could never serve you spiritually, please contact us here at the church. We are delighted to be able to give you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the fact that he suffered and bled and died on that cross. He was buried and then he rose again triumphantly on the third day to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and he will. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the church. We have a little booklet that we would like to send you that will help you get started right in your Christian life. It would be a great opportunity and pleasure for us to share that booklet with you. But it's a delight to have you with us on the program today, and I trust the program will be used of God in your life for your good and for His glory. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the privilege that we have to do these programs every Sunday morning at this time on this radio station. And Father, it is my prayer that as we go throughout this program today, that you will use it to bring souls to Christ, to edify Christians, but also to glorify your name. And Father, I do want to pray for the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference that will begin tonight virtually. Use it all across this country and around the world to glorify your name. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Do you know that it is very sweet to trust in Jesus? Well, it is. And we're going to listen to that old song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter 12, verses 27 and 28, where the Lord Jesus says, "Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?" From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. And now before I deliver a message from 2 Corinthians 5:17 entitled "Being in Christ," we're going to listen to a song entitled "I've Been Redeemed."
Come just as I am, for in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed.
He has welcomed every lost soul in. He has given victory and the freedom from our sin. We are all made new, for we know God's word is true.
Jesus Christ has given us new life. Won't you come accept this gift today? Jesus is the Lamb of God, the life, the truth, the way.
Heaven can be home, you will never be alone. Jesus offers you
as I am.
For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Washed in the blood when I come just as I am.
For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed.
And I trust you can say this morning that you've been redeemed because you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The word redeemed means to be purchased. And Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary nearly 2,000 years ago to pay the price of our sin, which is death. And then, of course, through his resurrection, he set us free from sin and gave us new life. And when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we can say that we have been redeemed. We have been bought with the price of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and we belong to him. And that, in essence, is what we are going to be talking about today from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. This particular verse is very familiar to those of us who know the Lord and those of us who have been Christians for any period of time, and it's a tremendous verse to take into consideration. There we find these words. Therefore, if any man, that would be man, woman, boy, or girl, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, I know that many of you have heard that verse many, many times over again. But I also realize it's possible that this is the first time that some of you have ever heard it. So let me say it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's a relatively short verse of Scripture, but I'll tell you what, it is power-packed with spiritual truths because it talks about what it is to be redeemed. It talks about the condition of those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And we see three things in that verse. Number one, that everyone in Christ is a new creation. Number two, everyone in Christ has lost old things. And number three, everyone in Christ has gained new things. First of all, we see that everyone in Christ is a new creation, a new creature. You see it there in the first part of the phrase. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What does that mean? Well, a couple of observations with you, if I may. First of all, anyone can be in Christ. This is not an exclusive position because anybody can obtain it. How do we obtain it? Well, simply by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Keep in mind that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." No matter what a person's background is, no matter what a person's age is, no matter what a person's intelligence is, no matter what a person is, where they're from, whatever the case, "whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," is what Romans 10 and verse 13 says. And so you, my dear friend, can be in Christ. If you're not already saved, if you've not already trusted Christ, you can be in Christ by trusting Christ as Savior. And being in Christ simply means to be born again. Remember, Jesus said in John chapter 3 that we must be born again. Our first birth comes when we were born physically. Our second birth comes when we are born spiritually and trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And the tremendous thing to take into consideration is that being in Jesus Christ means that we have been changed from spiritual death, that is separation from God, to spiritual life, that is fellowship with God. And when that happens, when we trust Christ as Savior and become a new creation in Christ, we become a part of the body of Christ, the church, and thus we are in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The second thing we see is that everyone in Christ has lost old things. Take a look at it again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away." That's a very interesting phrase, a very interesting statement. And it talks, first of all, about our old relationship. In other words, as we study the Bible, and I know that many people would not like to admit this, but Jesus says that those who are not saved are of their father, the devil. And consequently, they are alienated and separated from God. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, really, it's the devil who guides your life, not you. You live according to the prince and the power of the air, not according to spiritual truth. But when you trust Christ as Savior, that old relationship with the devil and devilish things is passed away, and you're changed from alienation to reconciliation. And that simply means that there's a different lifestyle. The old lifestyle has passed away. In other words, before a person knows the Lord, they like to live in the world, they like to act like the world, they like to talk like the world, they like to associate with the world, and their life is worldly and sinful and godless. But when people come to Christ, they are godly. But the most important thing to take into consideration is that when we trust Christ as Savior, our old destiny passes away. That's true. The Bible teaches us that those who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior will spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire. That's the destiny for every unsaved person. But when one comes to Christ, that old destiny passes away, and we can rejoice in that. I'm glad, and I know that every other Christian under the sound of my voice, as well as around the world today, can say, "Praise the Lord, that my destiny is no longer hell or the lake of fire because I've trusted Christ as Savior." So, everyone in Christ is a new creation. Everyone in Christ has lost old things. But then thirdly, everyone in Christ has gained new things. Again, look at the verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." What does that mean? Well, it involves a new relationship. And that new relationship means that we have a relationship with God the Father through faith in Jesus Christ. You see, before we trusted Christ as Savior, that relationship was not there. We were spiritually dead in our trespasses and sins, alienated and separated from God. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, because we are washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we have that great relationship with God through Christ, and we can call Him our Father. Then there's a new lifestyle. When people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't have the desire to live out in the world in sinful ways. Now, certainly, every Christian is going to stumble and fall into sin from time to time, but thank God that when we confess that sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us. But the lifestyle of the truly born-again person involves godly living, serving the Lord, living for the Lord, fellowshipping with the Lord on a regular basis. And then there is a new destiny. You see, before one trusts Jesus Christ as Savior, that person's destiny is hell. But when we call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us, our destiny is heaven, spending eternity with Jesus Christ in the presence of Almighty God, in the land without tears, and a time without end. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? I trust that you have. If not, right now, right there by the radio, call upon the name of the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and He will, and you will become a new creature in Christ, and you'll be on your way to heaven. If you make that decision for Christ, contact us here at the church, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you so very, very much for being with us today. Go to church today. Have a great day in the Lord. Join us for the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference this week. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that, we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.